Blog Talk Radio.
If I'm gonna die, I'll die now, right here fighting you. If I'm gonna die, you my enemy.
Yo, this is Cross with 80 Generation, Star Player Magazine. We are in the house. We are down here live at Angelo's. It is absolutely amazing. We got Punk and Vampire in the house. We got the Strange Week Street Team in the house. We got the Black Goat Street Team in the house. We got Izzy Dunford in the house. We got the 80 Generation Street Team in the house. We got the Beautiful Legacy Models. Jesus Christ, I can't even tell you how many people are here. It's ridiculous. I'm so excited for you guys to be here. So we're going to get the show started. We have Tony on the line. Tony, how's it going? Awesome. That is... There we go. I don't know. There we go.
Started a motherfucking tidal wave, but the same ones that hate it.
snake scotch, think they transparent. Somebody should have told them where the fuck was their parents. Where the fuck is their manners? I'm about to smack on these bastards. If the rap game means that much to you, then fuck it, just have it, attack it. I can't explain to you how I do me. Let me show you a mind of a P.I.M.P. You got it or you don't, you go get it or you won't. You got it or you don't, you go get it or you won't. I can't explain to you how I do me. But I can show you a mind of a P.I.M.P. You got it or you don't, you go get it or you won't. You got it or you don't, you go get it or you won't. Have you ever thought about why to hate? Trip because of everything that they ain't. What your name is you when they had your blade? Yeah, give it to us, sit back, relax and wait. Let us think in by the self-indulgent. Here's another motherfucker that can need to flawless. Let me take them all back down to earth. Strip the pride, show them how to hurt. Show them that you are, you want the hard work. Through the darkness, bars getting harder. Fight, gotta push farther. Make a new feet while I'm at the parlor. Trying to take it back to the streets. Now deep to the feet when I feel my pain. They don't want to see when I see my dreams. Let me see it through the roots of the man. Let the deep into the minds of the seeds. Let them all keep dreaming the things they wish they had. I'ma say this, I'ma say me. I don't give a fuck no more, so I'm gonna stay mad. I'm just trying to live a regular life. I don't need no second opinion. They don't be a villain, I'm a jumping the gun. Bumpy gums everywhere y'all hear, bro. Fuck this stuff, bitch. Take me to suck. Listen to it, now I do it for the fans. I can put it down as a drop of a dime. I don't need a record label for a chance. All I really know is if it came down to it, I would fit a little bit of cash. I would never come a tumble away and try to find another way. Really gotta say I gotta pass, pass. I can't explain to you how I do me. But I can show you a mind of a P.I.M.P. You got it or you don't. You go get it or you won't. You got it or you don't. You go get it or you won't. I can't explain to you how I do me. But I can show you a mind of a P.I.M.P. You got it or you don't. You go get it or you won't. You got it or you don't.
Making music that I've grown up liking, but I also have a very eclectic background. My dad is a little bit older, in an older generation, so I grew up listening to solid gold oldies, like 50s and 60s style music. So when I'm writing music, I'm hearing that in my head, but I'm also trying to make it something that is a little more current, obviously, which is kind of something that I'm toying with a little bit for my next project. I want to do something that has some older style sound, older recording technique, and try to put out something a little different than most people are used to hearing. So.
That is awesome. Now, what is the new album, the REP, called, and what does it signify to you?
Right now, I'm working on a new album. That album is going to be called The World is a Dungeon. It's been an idea that's been in my head for quite a while. But before I actually get to even working hard on that album, I'm going to re-release my last album, which is called Ugly. And the basis, I guess, behind that whole album was that people are really quick to judge just because of how people look and don't necessarily get to the root of the person or get to know who they are before they, you know, maybe make a decision, either they, you know, maybe don't even want to talk to them ever. And I feel like there's a lot of things missed in the world when you make those quick first judgments on somebody just based on what they look like. I just used to wear a beard like this and used to be all real clean cut, and I guess when I put that Ugly album out, I just kind of didn't care anymore. And it got some different responses from my fans, like, well, you know, what's going on with you? Are you all right? Everything is this. And then I started dressing like a werewolf when I was performing. And people really liked that. I took a lot of pictures and stuff, and it was fun. I had a good time with it. Not sure if I'll do that again, but it was a good experience. Because at that time, I guess, I was going through a lot of personal things and wasn't having a lot of fun. It just, I guess, felt like I'd run myself into the ground. I was touring. And having success, I guess, but it was really exhausting me as a human being in the real world. So my character was doing great, but I guess me as Lucas Hewitt wasn't doing so good, you know? So I took a break. I went to school, and I had created this album right before I went to school, so it didn't really get the push that I felt it probably should have. So after signing with ADG, we decided that we're going to re-release that album and, you know, do a little bit of work with it. So I'm looking forward to that. It was a great album, and if you haven't heard any of the music on there, you should check it out, because I have songs by Kung Fu Vampire on there. I collab with him, and a few other artists as well that, you know, I guess it's worth listening to.
That's really exciting. Can you tell me a little bit more about what it means for your career?
Well, my career has taken a lot of different turns over the years. I've experienced the, I guess, drama that any talented artist might experience in signing a record deal and not having the push, or, you know, not having the promises delivered that the record label kind of put on the table for me in the beginning. And so I had to go through a whole long court ordeal, and it was just really draining. It's kind of also led to, you know, me not feeling like I wasn't having fun. So this new re-release and I guess new territory for me and new outlook on everything is kind of a restart for me. I've only done about 4 shows in the last 2 years. That was because I was going to school and moving out here from Minnesota. I lived there the last 7 years, and before that I lived in Chicago my entire life. So I've made a lot of changes in my life recently, and I feel like I'm happy again. That's a big factor in making music. You know, I mean, obviously you go through things and that helps you, you know, kind of create a song or whatever, but when it comes to making music, like, I feel like Bob Marley, you know, these songs are redemption. It's all I ever have, you know. Songs of freedom. And you want people to sing them with you, you know. You don't want to sit there and sing by yourself, and that's kind of the way I was feeling at the time, I was by myself, and now I feel like I have a new opportunity to kind of share new experiences, as well as, you know, some of the things that I was going through while we were creating this album called Ugly. So, I'm just excited to have the opportunity to really get out there and work again, really, for anything.
No, I totally agree, especially because music can be your source of an escape. So I definitely can relate.
It's that therapeutic sense of everything for me. The stage definitely is a second home, you know. To bring something else out that I don't normally have, and I just walk down the sidewalk, it's like
the old movie Over the Top, popping like a switch, flip my hat around and I'm a different person. The stage is kind of like that.
Yeah, I let out everything up there, and I love it a lot.
So do you have something that inspired you directly, or like your biggest motivation for your music?
Most definitely, yeah. I've been told my whole life that I couldn't do what I wanted to do, and that pissed me off. And I've proved everybody wrong. Anybody who told me no, the show was different. Anybody who tried to stand in my way and block me and not allow me to have success, or, you know, tried to bury me in my career, or I've been through a lot of things that are just negative, and I don't like to talk about them so much as negative experiences, because they were hard at the time, but coming through that and being able to look back on it and reflect, like, has helped me grow as a person, as an artist, and as somebody who wants to achieve goals and be successful. Like, it's made me a determined person to not let anything stand in my way, no matter what. And when it comes down to this business, I think that's probably my greatest asset. I'm very, very tenacious. I'm like a shark. I'm a meat eater. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to tear shit up. And I'm not trying to, like, put any other artist down or say I'm better than them because I do this. I'm me, and I'm not going to put myself in a box because I'm a fan of IZB and I'm a fan of Tech N9ne and a fan of the Cottonmouth Kings. I don't need to be like, I'm a juggalo, and that's it. I'm a technician, and that's it. I'm a king, and that's it. Like, I'm all those things, but I don't need to live for myself and start to be like, you guys should accept me because of that, because I feel like I'm me. I'm very unique, and I don't want to follow those paths of those people or those artists. Even though the path they've laid is great, I feel like there's enough people on those roads already. I need to go on my own.
Definitely. And what are your current shows, as well as what cities you're most excited to visit and perform in, and why?
In the past, I've done a lot of work in the Midwest, so to be a little bit further west is exciting for me. I have some friends out in Las Vegas who are show promoters and stuff, so I have some opportunities coming up in the fall that we're talking about out there. I like going out to California to perform as well. It's fun as far as exciting. It's big. It's different. But California is a little different market. Like, usually you have to pay money to get on the stage there, which I don't mind doing as long as there's somebody going to enjoy the show. You know what I mean? I don't know a lot of people in California, so for me to go out there and be like, everybody come out here, nobody really cares at first, you know, until they actually get to hear the music or see a show or experience it somehow. Like, I've done a few things out there, but I was lucky enough to do some pretty high-profile stuff. I did a Young Hollywood Mansion party out there, and I guess the things that I've done don't necessarily involve into people who are going to show up and support every show that you end up going out there and doing. You know, I had a couple, but it was more like, you know, the Hollywood scene and the stars show up and it's a red carpet event. So everybody doesn't just like pal around with stuff like that. You know what I mean? So California's a little different monster. But as far as performing in new cities and stuff, anywhere, everywhere, I'll go to any stage and any genre and we'll have fun doing it. You know what I mean? I've worked with country artists, I've worked with rock artists, I've worked with hip-hop artists, I've worked with any kind of music there is. My first producer was a blues artist himself. He was a blues tech out of the Blues on Grand, and a lot of them in Des Moines, Iowa, and I don't know any of this stuff is, but it was my life for a long time, and that's what I learned and how I became what I am right now, I guess. And to be out here in a real large market is a blessing to me. I'm really excited to be in Denver. I'm really excited to be able to keep the people who have been here for a long time and are running the scene out here. So I feel like I'm gonna fit in really well here. It's going to be a lot of fun for everybody.
Most definitely, and we're very excited to have you here in Denver as well. So, is there someone that you admire most in the industry? And if you do, why is that?
Something that I admire most in the industry, I suppose, would be an artist's ability to actually express themselves. These days, it doesn't seem like, for me, there's a lot of artists who are standing up for anything specific. They're just kind of like, hey, I make music and you should like it. And I feel like the radio has been ruined by artists who are, you know, multi-millionaires or whatever, and their producers are able to always get their music in there.
and Clear Channel and Billboard songs over and over and over again. And everybody's trying to tune out because they're tired of hearing them every hour. And, I mean, I don't know. I guess I feel like the industry has a lot of opportunity available for something to stand up and shine. I just don't feel like a lot of artists are trying to shine. They're just trying to blend in and be a part of what's already cool and what's already going on. And somebody who's already having success. And I think maybe that's where I deviated and found my own ways and gone different paths. And I'm not a follower. I'm a leader. And I'm doing things out here that other people might not necessarily agree with or might not necessarily just jump behind right away because they're waiting to see. How is this going to work out? Am I going to look like a fool if I support this? Or, you know, I think people are scared. I really do. And I'm not. I'm just not afraid. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to do my thing. Hopefully people will support me. I think no fear is the stance to take in this industry these days because there are so many walls and so many fences and so many hurdles and so many people saying no because of this, no because of that. You're too old, you look like this, you dress like this, you don't have social media going strong enough. Like, they can come up with any excuse not to get behind you. But when you show up and you're like, hey, I already have 500,000 people following me, and they're like, oh, you know, let's talk about something. Because you already done all the work yourself, and they don't have to do the work. They just want to cash the check for you. Cool, that's fine, but you need to bring something to the table and put it on the table because I'm already doing the work. Like, I don't need that crap always in my ear, smoke blowing up my ass. And that's really what the industry comes down to, ego inflation. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it. Well, I already know that, so I don't need all those people standing behind me trying to push me forward and do this, do that, do this, do that. Like, I'm trying to get them to work all the time, which is different for me working with this guy right here. Because he's calling me like, hey, we have this to do today, we have a radio show, we have a photo shoot. And I'm like, can I just hug you? Because I've been trying to get people to do this stuff for 10 years, and nobody wanted to do it. They just, yeah, it's right there. But, I mean, seriously, like, I've been, like, a tough award game, just pulling these people through the mud year after year after year after year, and I'm tired of it. I want to work. I want to build. I want to make the music be great. I want people to show up and have a good time. I want positive things to go down. And I feel like the music industry, even the independent scene, or whoever you want to consider independent, like, all their record labels fell apart, and all hate each other now. They're all mad at each other. It's all about negative, like, oh, let's try to get to the person with this view. Let's make up with these guys. We'll get this going again. Like, I mean, that's all a bunch of crap. And all those guys built whatever their independence is these days, and I don't feel like they're trying to pass the torch by any means. They want all these young artists to pay a bunch of money to be on the stage, to be able to perform their art. Well, fine, but where does that money go? Like, all these guys are just running around doing the same thing. Here's our old group. Here's the last 10 years. Here's my problem with this guy. Like, oh, cool. Let's advertise the fight. Advertise the fight. I'm tired of that shit. Like, I want to put good music out. I want people to support good music. I want to see people out having fun, dancing, you know, enjoying themselves. Not, I don't like all this bickering and all this fighting and all this destruction. You know, that's not what music is about at all. It isn't about tearing things down. It's about building things up. I don't feel like anybody's doing that. Not at all.
We're definitely home with Eddie Grant and Rachel.
Yeah.
We're very excited to have you. Now, I have a few questions still for you, Mr. Izzy. Who would you like to collab with in the industry, and can you tell me exactly why?
Absolutely. I would like to collab with real musicians who are so passionate about their art that it overtakes their entire life. I get tired of trying to work with people who want to set up an appointment and then not show up. I get tired of trying to work with artists who I feel like we could make good music, and then they don't respond to me after, you know, maybe they say, hey, what's up? Yeah, let's do it. And then you send him a beat or something, you don't hear back, or you know, send him an idea and you don't hear back. It's like, yeah, I get it, you know, you're busy, it's fine, but like, if you want to make music, make music. As far as people that I want to work with, though, I want to work with bass players, guitar players, drummers, people that I can create organic music with, and also infuse some of the programming stuff that I can do. I just want to make some different sounding music that's going to incorporate some different generations, like the jazz era, the swing era, the golden oldies, the hippie era, the grunge era. Like, I want to bring all those elements into something that's going to bring everybody together. Some, you know, like, this one nice project where everybody's like, I picked this, I like this, I like this. But it's something out of, you know, whatever, like, it's going to appeal to some walk of life. They're going to be like, I pulled this out of it, but this was important to me. Or, you know, like, I've written all of my lyrics and stuff, but I'm also open to working with other songwriters. Like, I want to continue what I've done in the past and continue to create work like I've put out, but I also want to evolve and put out some stuff that people aren't necessarily used to hearing from me as well. Anybody who's serious about music, I don't want to, you know, just say one or two people, like, everybody, all of them. I love music. I love everything that people put forward. And when there's real true talent to be had, I'd love to try to harness that and try to make whatever we can make the best hour of those, you know. When we work, I like to work with somebody in the studio, and all that email crap that people try to do, oh, here's the beat that I bought off the sound click. This is Ryan 16. You know, like, I'm tired of that crap. And that's why I went to school. I wanted to learn to run a studio myself. I learned a little bit more about production and just the whole inside works of recording albums and recording techniques, too. I know it's a little techy, and, you know, maybe people don't care so much about that, but I love it. Like, it's what I've turned my life into, and I want to help people make better music or, you know, just offer ideas if I have them. And even if not, then I love to meet people. That's always been another one thing for me, is networking. So when it comes down to the music industry, it's the people industry. You know, and if people are cool, I want to work with them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of new things that I don't want to work with, too.
Yeah, and you run into that. You'll find those people that you really love working with, and those people that not so much. But, you know, it's been more than a pleasure to be able to talk to you and ask you all the dying questions that we've been having in our minds. And, you know, we are getting ready to close out here, so I would love for you to tell us and tell all the fans that are listening the last message that you have for them, or the most important thing that you want them to know about Izzy Dunsport and you and your music in general.
Well, I'm here in Denver, and I'm working my ass off. If you haven't heard of me yet, I totally understand, because I haven't done a lot here yet, but I guarantee you within the next year, you will hear my name. And we're going to grow. We're going to have a lot of fun. I look forward to growing in this cool music scene, and I hope that the people in the music scene here are accepting and ready to have a good time, too.
Absolutely.
That's what it is.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much again. We're going to go ahead and get into Rise Up by CRX as we close out. Thank you, Legacy Models, and thank you so much, Izzy Dunsport.
You look great. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's how she goes. Well, you guys, we're still at the store. If you've done for this bit, Legacy Model,
rise up in the streets, rise up to your feet, rise up to the glory that was given to the prophet, rise up in the darkness, rise up. my mind is always running blind to me. It's like a storm, it will pass like a hurricane. Make a mess and bring it down, and then you will rebuild again. But can you feel that? The sun is coming through. Now rise up, cause that is what we're gonna do. We're traveling back at the choices that I've been given today. Woke up on my mind to wind up my darkness, but I decided to break. I tried to kill the destruction to find the drugs in my soul. I take children and lovers, I take family to go. I couldn't take it to break it, now my brother is gone. But look at the grace and love to give the start of right in this song. Within these limbs have opened up, it's all protected and break. So I'm losing my music on my face. You gotta rise up. The darkness rise up. Make the darkness rise up. Through the struggles and the dying and the party. Rise up. In the streets, rise up. To the feet, rise up. To the glory that we see. And through the problem, rise up. In the darkness rise up. Make the darkness rise up. Through the struggle and the dying and the party. Rise up. In the streets, rise up. To your feet, rise up. To the glory that we see. And through the problem, rise up.
Some say I'm the greatest, some say I'm the